Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Guthrie County Health Services Director, Jotham Arbor.
Speaking with Jotham Arbor, the Guthrie County Public Health Director. And Jotham, first of all, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. It's been busy, but thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and it's been busy with, obviously, the pandemic. And just where does Guthrie County sit right now as of COVID cases and all that fun jazz?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, I think if you've been watching the news or being paying attention, December, January, we definitely have seen a surge. Guthrie County, hopefully within the next week or so, will peak and then begin to drop in the positivity percentages and then the total number of people that are getting sick. You know, we're seeing sickness all over right now. And so we're sitting just at a little over 2,000, I think it was like 2,137 or something like that, cases that have been documented from March of 2020. Going forward, we've got just a little under 300 people in isolation and quarantines right now throughout the county, and our positivity is sitting at like 32%. So just, you know, those numbers are high, but as I caution all the time, those numbers don't tell the full story. You've got a lot of folks, specifically when you're looking at positivity like that, you've got a lot of folks that have natural immunity, you've got a lot of folks that have been vaccinated, you got a lot of folks that, you know, even though they are getting the virus, they're not getting very sick. And so our goal has been from the very beginning to make sure that people get what they need in order to make sure we don't have our hospitals overrun and that people aren't getting severely sick. And I think that we've accomplished a lot of that. The vaccinations have done a really good thing for us, providing some protection that we didn't have in 2020. So even though these numbers are high, most folks are getting this and they're handling it okay. You know, maybe need a little bit of help from doc with some prescription. And if they're turning into severe cases, now there's the monoclonals and some of these other treatment options available. So definitely not exactly where we want to be, the COVID and the pandemic here, but in a better place than we would have been 2 years ago if we had seen this level of viral activity.
And I don't think this is any surprise that there's more cases and more sickness, because think about it, even before the pandemic, you know, everyone got the flu and got a cold during the winter months because it's been in the negative. It's been really cold. So, you know, is this mainly just because it's been so cold outside that you see this much sickness?
Well, so I think that what's really spurring on the viral activity is the fact that the variant that popped up is just really a lot more contagious. You know, we're seeing about the same level of flu and other viruses there, and those have upticked to where they would normally be as we've, you know, stopped doing some of those things like everybody wearing masks everywhere and whatnot, which we expected. It is colder, people are going indoors, and, you know, and so that definitely causes some of those things to come up. So you're right, we do see a lot more sickness this time of year, and then you attack on a variant that's much more transmissible, and that's what you're going to end up with. You're going to see a lot of folks getting sick, and that's definitely what we are seeing.
I wanted to move on to the mask topic, as you just brought it up, as the CDC kind of came out and said that the cloth masks aren't as effective as maybe an N95 or some of those other medical masks. Should someone maybe think twice about, you know, when they pick up their colorful, nice-looking cloth mask and maybe trade that out for a more of a medical mask?
Yeah, I think we're kind of beyond, you know, that point where we're conserving all of those really good masks for healthcare workers. That was the big problem when we started back in 2020. We just didn't have the supplies that we needed as far as N95s or even just those surgical masks. They're very hard to find. And so the cloth masks for a while had been, they've done some studies on those, and we've known, and I think it's kind of common sense, right, that the difference between a cloth mask and a mask that's engineered specifically to stop particulates, you're going to have a variation there, right? I mean, that's not anything that people probably didn't already know. But I think, yeah, absolutely, especially people who are vulnerable and that are at higher risk of having severe illness, regardless of whether it's COVID or any other kind of virus, those folks that have respiratory issues, those folks that have COPD, those kind of things, you really want to make sure that now it's time to go ahead and upgrade. Federal government is sending out free N95s. You can pick those up at Walgreens and CVS and some of those other places. You can order N95s and surgical masks and some of these other higher grade masks. very readily now, and they're not as expensive as they were. So yeah, I think it definitely is a good idea if you're going to be wearing a mask to choose something that was designed specifically for viruses and keeping infections down. So, and that's your surgical grade masks or your N95s. Those are the two best options that you have available.
And then obviously some people just don't like wearing masks, but how important is it for someone that's maybe sick, that has a cough, to wear a mask?
I think that that's probably the most important piece, right? We know that masks do a very good job at keeping things in. And so, you know, anytime you go into a surgical area, we've always put masks onto patients because we want to make sure that anything that they are, you know, their sputum and their breathing, it's being caught. So if you are sick, and I think that this kind of leans itself into that five days with a mask for the new isolation guidelines. When you're wearing that and you're sick, you're going to prevent a lot of that viral transmission from happening as long as you're wearing a nice, well-fitted mask. And that's kind of why those masks have been, the guidance for those from the CDC has been updated. So yeah, it's a very good idea. And honestly, it's a very good idea regardless of whether we're talking about COVID or influenza, rhinovirus, all these other kind of viruses that are out there. If you are sick with, you know, the cough or the congestion or those type of things, that mask is a really good way to keep that to yourself, which is what we want to do with sickness.
And then also the last time we kind of talked about natural immunity, we just didn't know much about it. We didn't know the durability of it. But it seems like the CDC has come out recently and they've found out more information about it. Have you guys as a public health kind of figured more about natural immunity and how durability it is?
Yeah, I think for the longest time, we've understood that natural immunity is a thing. You know, you and I have kind of talked about this. The studies just weren't necessarily there to really say, okay, yep, it's better, it's worse, it's whatever. We knew it was protective, though, because our immune systems are very well designed at doing just what they're supposed to do, which is to provide immunity when we are sick. And so you're referencing the new CDC study that they just did with specifically with Delta. And what that showed was that, you know, if you had someone who was infected with the virus, that they were having a very similar, if not better, outcome as far as severe disease, and so very comparable to what someone who was vaccinated. So what that tells us is that natural immunity that's there, it definitely should be considered and plays a role in providing protection for people so that if they have a story to tell now because they've made it through, they've recovered, you know, they've got some protection there. I still would say that, you know, if you haven't been vaccinated and you haven't had it, that's a pretty risky place to be, because if you do look at the study, those folks that are unvaccinated and have not had COVID-19 yet, you know, their rate of hospitalization or their likelihood of hospitalization and severe illness is much higher. But yeah, definitely some good data coming from the CDC really going to help to guide some public policy and, you know, what we should be doing as far as if we have someone who has it. And hopefully that will help guide some of those questions that I know a lot of people have asked us.
And that was your guest on today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Health Services Director Jotham Arbor. Your listener at CoonValleyRadio.com.